Kim B. Clark became the 15th president of Brigham Young University, Idaho in August 2005. During the April 2007 General Conference, he was sustained as a member of the 5th Quorum of the 70. Elder Clark was born in Salt Lake City, Utah, and raised in Spokane, Washington. He completed his freshman year at Harvard University prior to serving in the South German mission. After his mission, he studied for 1 year at Brigham Young University, where he met his wife, Sue. Sister Clark was born and raised in Waterflow, New Mexico. She graduated from high school in Kirtland, New Mexico, and from Brigham Young University in Provo, where she majored in child development and family relations. Elder and Sister Clark were married in June of 1971 and then returned to Harvard University. Elder Clark completed his education there, earning a bachelor's, master's, and PhD degrees in economics. In 1978, Elder Clark became a member of the faculty at the Harvard Business School, and in 1995, he became dean of the school. He served in that capacity until his departure to become president of BYU Idaho. Elder and Sister Clark are the parents of 7 children, and currently they have 10 grandchildren.
Welcome to all of you. Thank you for coming to devotional today. I'm really excited to be here and to share a quick thought with you at the beginning of this new semester. I have been remembering a question that my parents asked me once or twice when I was a little bit younger than you are. It's a question that I have had occasion to ask my children now and then, and maybe you've heard this question from your parents as well. The question is this: what were you thinking? I remember a specific incident in which I needed to find an answer to that question for my dad. I had driven the family car to Mutual one night, and on the 9-mile drive home afterward, I got into a little race with one of my friends. As I sped beyond 100 miles per hour to get around her, I heard a little pop on the right side of my car. It drew my attention to the side mirror on the passenger side, but I could see nothing in that mirror. It was pitch black. I knew I should be seeing my friend's car because I had just passed her and was pulling over in front of her. I checked the rearview mirror. There she was. But the side mirror was still pitch black. Just then, I heard a pop on the left side of my car. I looked to that mirror. To my astonishment, I found that it also was pitch black. Well, to make a long story short, the next day I needed to come up with an explanation for the 2 missing mirrors. I figured my dad probably knew at what speed side mirrors pop out. So without going into detail, I spoke of the quick response of our Ford's V8 engine when I needed speed to win the race. And I said, "Those mirrors must have been loose." My dad's response to me was the question, "What were you thinking?" I don't remember clearly my reply, but in my experience, the best answer to that question has usually been, "I was only thinking about the fun. The excitement of the moment controlled my selfish desire for a thrill and a triumphant win. What I couldn't see through the excitement was the danger, not just to the car, but to myself and others." It is an example of how losing control of clear thinking can cause us to act in ways that put us in harm's way physically. But distorted thinking can also put us in harm's way spiritually. In Proverbs chapter 27, we are counseled that the thoughts of our hearts make us who we are. So let's ask ourselves the question, what am I thinking? In the book of Moroni, chapter 7, Moroni records a speech given by his dad, Mormon, that gives us good advice about thinking clearly in order to avoid spiritual decay. Let me quote just a few passages from Mormon's discourse. "By their works ye shall know them. For God hath said, a man being evil cannot do that which is good. A bitter fountain cannot bring forth good water, neither can a good fountain bring forth bitter water. Everything which inviteth and enticeth to do good and to love God and to serve him is inspired of God. The Spirit of Christ is given to every man that he may know good from evil. Ye shall have hope through the atonement of Christ because of your faith in him. If a man be meek and lowly in heart, and confesses by the power of the Holy Ghost that Jesus is the Christ, he must needs have charity. Charity is the pure love of Christ, and it endureth forever. We would be wise, as Mormon encourages, to be meek and lowly of heart, to lay hold upon every good thing, and to confess by the power of the Holy Ghost that Jesus is the Christ, whose gift to us is his pure love. Endowed with this charity, we will not behave unseemly, selfishly, destructively, or in ways that put others or ourselves at risk of harm, either physically or spiritually. It is my prayer that we will all seek this gift in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.